నామ శిష్టం మన్మతి సచిపుత్రమత్ర స్వరూపం రూపం తస్యాగృజిగురిపురిం మాతురిం గోష్టవాతిం రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహో రాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తో యస్య పుచితి కృపయా శ్రీ గురుం తం. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాడ్ డిసెండెడ్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ టు టీచ్ ప్రేమా భక్తి థ్రో నామ సంకీర్తన్ అండ్ టు టెస్ట్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధికా. సో శ్రీ రూప్ గోస్వామి has written what was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what he wanted to give us. He has told in the beginning that your devotion when it is practiced in the supervision or guidance of any bona fide guru and Vaishnava, then bhakti begins from adav shraddha tato sadhusam tato anarthanibhuti tato nishthat ruchi asakti and after that bhava comes. So there are about 8 stages coming up to prem. From bhav it comes to prem. So we should try to understand all these things and try to have first shraddha, after this anartha nivritti nishtha, after that ruchi, then asakti, then vishuddha sattva, that is bhav, and then after this we can achieve praise. Srila Rupa Goswami has told, and especially Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur has explained these slokas, that first comes shraddha. How it comes? It comes anyhow we are in service of Krishna, his associates, tadrup vaibhav, like Tulasi, Ganga, Yamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, Braja, Navdeep Dham, Puri Dham. If anyhow we will come in that touch, then it becomes Sukriti. Sukriti means
pious activities,
fruit. How it becomes previous impressions? By example, we can understand. Anyone came to see any temple at all? What is that? I will see. And he came and did parikrama, seeing paintings and all other things here and there. And he did parikrama. It becomes parikrama surrounding. A pigeon
pigeon.
Kabutar.
Pigeon.
Pigeon was sitting on the branch of a tree with his wife, talking, loving each other, and in the meantime a hunter came and shooted that pigeon. Arrow straight went in the heart of the pigeon, and he came down, fell down on the earth. But still some
life was there.
And so, out of sense, he was flying here and there. And he did one round of the temple, which was nearby. And he left his body. So, whether he was knowing willingly or unwillingly, he took a round of the temple. In the next birth, she became a devotee and received a very bona fide guru, Vaishnava, and gradually Shraddha and all these things. There are two kinds of previous activities, good activities, like to help poor, to make schools, make any benefit for public, so much charity, giving is all things for poor. He arranged a marriage for poor. So these are past activities. By this, they can have a very wealthy, a birth in wealthy family, and even they can go to heaven, but they will have to come here. But those who are doing like that pigeon, they will have association of Vaishnava. Like any saint came, and he, not knowing of that saint, but he was pure Vaishnava, he wanted one glass of water, he gave. By this his sukriti was done. This is help to make his impressions perfect. So in this birth or coming birth, he will have association of Vaishnava. Then you will hear something from him. So ordinary, a Shraddha will come. What that Shraddha is? That is the root or seed of bhakti kripa. What that seed is? That I will serve Krishna. This tendency, this mood is the seed of seeing that Vaishnava is serving Krishna, and he will tell that all the sorrows, suffering, everything go away by serving Krishna. He will tell the charitra.
Character
of Haridas Thakur. He will tell the character of Narada Rishi. He will tell the charitra of Prahlad Maharaj, a dondo of Tibet. It is more important. You should not do Sati Devi. These are not good activities. You can do at any time. But this time only Harikatha. Otherwise this will be prominent and Hari Bhakti will not. Your whole attention will be there. Even if any half class of Vaishnava is telling Harikatha, we should also give up Harinam, chanting. Everything. Remembering Krishna also. Because all will be there. Our name will not go, perhaps, and it may be not pure, but their Harikatha is pure Krishna. So we should try to listen attentively if you know that, oh, he is Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, or his Guru, even Siksha Guru. We should try to listen, give him up all the kinds, even bhakti also. Bhakti is also Harikatha, Krishna is Harikatha. So, seeing the activities of Vaishnava and hearing, listening, all these things. Prahlad Maharaj says, even a so powerful person, his father, Hiranyakashipu, he had a benediction that I will not die by any person, anyone cannot defeat me, even demigod says, I will not be put to death by any animal, human body, god, goddesses, not even in day, not in night, not in sky, not on earth, not in any home, not out of home. He has been, in other words, he became
immortal.
Immortal, he thought. There was a quarrel with her son. He used to tell that, I am Brahma, I am Krishna, I am Bhagavan, I have given your birth, so you should know that I am God. There is no God at all, I am God. So you should be very faithful to me and carry order of me. And Prahlad Maharaj was telling, he was always chanting Krishna, Krishna, or Hari Govinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare Hare. At last, Hiranyakashipu was told by, he was killed by Nrisimhadeva, and Prahlad Maharaj was protected. Nrisimhadeva came. He was not a human body, in not an animal, not in daytime, not in night time, at the time of evening,
not in a
not
month,
outside, not inside, on the what?
Door.
Not up, not
down,
low, on his
thigh.
Not any month, even. It was the same
Purushottam
Maas. No month at all.
Not any weapon also, without
no weapon, nothing.
Only with nails.
And took his all nari.
It's intestine.
Intestine. He took all this.
Veins.
And he became so like fire. After his death, all were fearing from him, but Prahlad, Brahma and Shankar told that, oh, you should go and to your father, Nrisimhadeva, and make him shant, mani?
Control him.
Peaceful, not peaceful.
Quiet.
He had fun running, and he went on the left of Nrisimhadeva, and he beat him. Some tears were coming. Prahlad, I've done late, so excuse me, I don't want anything. Because I'm not a businessman, that I will serve you and want anything in exchange, I cannot do. So if any requirement, I require anything, worldly things, then it should go away. Nrisimhadeva told that you have no worldly desires, so you should ask any more benediction. Then he told that my father should be forgiven.
He told that.
Oh, it has been done automatically. Those who do bhajan, that 21
generation
become liberated and they have bhakti. So you do, should not think of this. Even the Madhyamadhikari who is doing bhajan, but not high class, but yet
their 14 generation
become liberated and they have bhakti. They will have them. Even those who are Kanishtha serving, even their 7 generation be liberated and they will have bhakti. So you should not be worried for that. Then Prahlad told that, I want to suffer in this world forever by taking all the bad activities of all the living beings, and you should liberate all. I for them, I will
suffer.
But they should be liberated. Then Nrsingh they told that, I am defeated by you, my dear son, my pure devotee. Those who will hear all these things, our Harikatha, they will be liberated and at once they will have bhakti. Like so many Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, Ramchandra, Nrsingha, the Vaishnava tells Harikatha to them, to the devotees, and they have this mood that I should also serve, because serving Krishna, my all birth, day, suffering, sorrow, every will go. So I must serve. This tendency mood is called Krishna Seva Vasana.
Desire to serve Krishna.
And gradually by hearing Harikatha it becomes thick. And then he says, Guru, who is your Guru? Who is your devotee? To whom I shall make this thing more thick? Then some symptoms come. That first symptom comes, that is called Shraddha. How do you know that this person has Shraddha? Not merely telling will be do. But it will be seen externally. The symptom that if anyone comes and tell that you should not serve Krishna, you should not tell Krishna, I will kill you, like Haridas Thakur. The demons told that you should not speak Krishna, Krishna. Then he told that even you cut me in pieces, 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 I cannot leave chant Krishna. This is called Shraddha. So we should know that Shraddha. And if a Shraddha comes like this, not still bona fide, but comes gradually, then he, such, where are Vaishnava? To whom I should take Harinam? To whom I should take Diksha? Then, after that, I can follow the processes how Shraddha becomes Nishtha. Then, by mixing with sadhus, he meets any bona fide guru, like Swamiji met, like our Guruji met. And hearing Harikatha, he praised his holy master that, Prabhu, I want Harinam. He should give me Harinam. He takes Harinam first. This is called first initiation. And he begins to chant Harinam, doing some services to Vaishnavas, to Thakurji. But still, when he goes to Gurudev and wants to hear something, he becomes sleep. idleness come. Even that I should do also these things and other things, chattering also, hearing also. These are anartha. These are
obstacles.
Still, Ruchi has not come. There are so many anarths. He thinks how to chant Harinam and do all these devotional activities, being householder or giving, being a brahmachari bona fide with Guru. What should I do? No fixed mind is there. But regularly hearing. Goes and some spirit to hear all these things attentively. He has some little taste, very little. Then he begs that I should be given diksha so that I can worship Krishna. I can do my all devotional activities with my heart. Going on hearing, chanting, remembering, and he gradually gives up all kinds of honor. he should not do any offense that are of 10 kinds of honor. Doing all these things, he has some relation with Krishna. Gurudev gives him that you are servant, he is master. First of all, you should adopt Saranagati. That is, this ashram is named Saranagati. What is this Saranagati? I will do which are helpful in bhakti. I will never do anything which are not helpful for bhakti. It determines that Krishna is my protector in this world, mother, father. Anyone is not our protector. Krishna surely protects us. So I should take shelter in his lotus feet. Whether we want or not, we pray or not, Krishna will save us. Only his one alone saver. And we should
surrender
him. Not by worldly words, but activities. By tan, man, vachan. By this body, tan, and
by
also
mind.
By
mind.
And after that, when we will realize Atma, then Atma also be given to him, surrender. We go to Gurudev and tell that, oh, we are surrendered soul to you, but actually not surrendered. We cannot surrender fully. Some part and part. Gradually we can do it. So, if we are knowing that Krishna is protector, saver, and we have taken his shelter and offered everything to him, then why you are worried for your
Pudding and lodging.
Pudding, lodging and all things, why you are not depending on him? If anyone had taken shelter to Krishna and worried for this, making so many things, not doing bhajan, first we should do all these things and then we will chant, remember and do activities and we will try to develop our this first shraddha to ruchi asakti bhava. So first we should do all these things and then happily without no problem we will develop all these things. It is opposite. Like Rupa Sanatana you have seen, like Haridas Thakur and all, that they were not doing all these things. Only chanting, remembering and all the devotional activities. That Krishna sure he will manage all the problems. We should only chant, remember and to preach and all other things. So, if you are doing so, then all kinds of honors, aparas, automatically will go. We who are chanting whole day Harinam, are doing services and cooking, making prasad, offering aarti, then we have no time that all the aparas will come. We cannot chatter and patter. We cannot then criticize any Vaishnavas. We have no time. At that time we will be very pure. And then no alasya, nidra, no
laziness
or anything. All anartha will gradually go. Then nistha will come. Nistha, what is the meaning of nistha? Nistha. Mind will not go anywhere now. Now you are having taken bath and facing to east we are sitting and then we did very beautiful tilak. Half an hour like tilak, tilak, tilak. Half an hour it takes to. And when we sit and sit like that and remembering Om Bhur and at coming so many automatic all the problems we had begun in mind sitting here seeing that we are my shoe has broken or
what
torn.
I should go to
very good
supermarket.
He is going and seeing. There are so many things, problems come in mind automatically. And if we are trying that they should not come, then sleepiness comes. So after half an hour, I say, oh, where am I? Where is that mantra? You can realize this. They will come. They will not come when we are chanting, remembering, loudly dancing, or we are engaged in service. They will not come. But when they will see that he is in leisure period and he is sitting to chant all the Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri or any, that they will come. Rapidly run, they will come. Because we cannot control our mind. We can control our prana,
life,
no, air. We can control air very hard. But mind is more powerful than this air also. How to conquer, control air like this? How many minutes you can be? Only 1 second, 2, 3, 4, 5, or after that you will have to give up, otherwise you will die. So it is very hard to control air, but more difficult to control this mind. So yogis may control by any process, but anyone cannot control this mind. Very hard. Then when mind is controlled, then nistha will come. So how to control? By always engaged in this mind, in the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. Don't do anything but is harmful. Those things which are helpful for bhakti we should adopt. Always try to serve Vaishnavas and be in initiation. If you are not in sadhu sangha, you cannot control your mind. Never you can. Then a test will gradually come, enchanting test. At that time, if anyone disturbs, then our mind will be very bad. Oh, why this person came? Then a test will come really. Test is of two kinds. When kirtan is going on, and in a very melodious
tune,
and mridanga is going on very well, and so sweet voices are coming on in melodious, then they say, oh, very good, very good. And third class, Kanishta Vaishnava, even doing like this, dancing and doing Krishna Kirtan. Oh, very good. And if high class of Vaishnava like Sukhdev Goswami, Haridas Thakur, with not so melodious tune, but tears are in eyes, but we don't follow. Oh, it is not good. Not so melodious. Not like Kirtan Bala, like who spent his 7 years in East Bengal.
Bangladesh.
Krishna Dasa Vasinam, I don't know.
Krishna
and very good Sankirtan, 8, and whole day and night. It is very sweet. Oh, we should go there. Very bona fide Sankirtan is going. No. We should try to hear whether there is melodious tune or not to pure devotees. Those who are selling their Harinam Kirtan with money, that you should pay me per hour $1,000, then I will do Kirtan. We should not hear that. Bhagavat, very melodious tune, with harmonium and all other thing instruments, he is telling. Anyone, rupees or dollars, we should not hear them. They are beginner persons. We should not hear all these things from any beginner person. We should hear Hari Katha from the bona fide Vaishnavas, having melted their hearts, no worldly desires, then it will come. So, there are two kinds of tests. One,
Vastu
Vaishishta Apekkhani. Vastu Vaishishta Anapekkhani. Means?
One is dependent on the paraphernalia or the circumstance, and the other is not dependent on the circumstance.
Like when the Vikrasa are so decorated, very good, having good ornaments and all jewels and everything, and the Vikrasa is of gold, then hundreds and thousands of persons will come. And the same vigra, not good,
decorated
or thrown, or
good altar, nothing so good, not so valuable.
That is cloth, like Bansi Das Babaji's vigraha, then oh, nothing is there. Come on. The temple is not so high, the temple is not good. The Thakurji is not so good, he is not of gold, he is only wooden, he will think like so. We should not do all these things. We should try to see that Vigraha is Vigraha, himself, Krishna. Vigraha is not of gold, Vigraha is not wooden, Vigraha is not anything, Krishna himself. And after that, Asakti comes. Asakti in sadhana. And asakti in sadhana. Then after that, Vishuddha bhava comes. It comes, something is here, and something it comes from Vishuddha Krishna Parikar. Vishuddha Parikar means like Sudar, Sudam, Subal, Madhumangal, Nanda Yashoda, like gopis. They serve Krishna in full. with their own moods. If anyone hearing the Vaishnavas, they have agreed to serve Krishna like them, then every anartha going on, a Vishuddha Sattva descends from them to the hearts of devotees. And this is called Shuddha Sattva. We have something here, but not everything here, but something like, you know that in sea there are some
oyster cells.
And the water from Swati Nakshatra, water from clouds in a special season that is called Swati Nakshatra.
A special constellation.
And it goes in the
oyster.
Then it becomes
pearl.
But that water will go in the head of elephant, then it becomes Gajamukta. What is Gajamukta?
Pearl.
Very precious. If it goes in the snake's hood, then it becomes poison. Or
money.
Jewel. If it goes in plantain,
banana
tree, then it becomes camphor. So many things. Where is the mole root potency, whether in that
oyster
or in water, there is some
potency
in jeev heart. But without the help of that water, it cannot be transferred. Similarly, jiver swarup hai nitya Krishna Das. If you are swarup, by swarup you are das of servant of Krishna, that what is our shape, what is our name, what is our activities, what are our services to Krishna, how we are serving, what is the relation, everything in potency in jiva swarup. But it cannot come itself. If the anartha is there, then nothing to tell. If anarthas are washed out, even it will not come. When it will come? When Vishuddha Sattva from the associates of Krishna will descend here, then by the help of that, in our heart, everything will be realized. That is called Sattva. Then it becomes Shuddha Sattva, then Sthai Bhav, then Uddipan,
Vibhav, Anubhav,
and then Prem comes fully in our heart. But it may take less and less births also, and it may be very in one or two births. It depends on the practice and the mercy of Krishna and his associates. So we should try to also practice all these things, and also we should search the mercy of Krishna also. If both are not mixing, you cannot realize all these things, and you cannot be bona fide Vaishnava. Your affection will not be developed to pray. We can take an example. Jasodaha Maya in Braja, in Nandagaon, or in Gokul. She was
churning yogurt.
She was churning
curd.
Yogurt.
And Krishna was waiting, and he came. Yashoda saw him and she took Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and gave his breast to Krishna. Krishna was taking milk so affectionately. You know that less and less words are in Krishna's stomach. Everything what we see, it is in the stomach of Krishna. And Yashoda has so much milk that whole world can be satisfied by his milk. It will never come
to an end.
Huh?
Will never come to an end.
To an end. So Krishna was taking this milk and Yashoda was giving milk. A pot in milk to some distance was boiling on
fire,
and somewhat milk was going in fire. She was thinking that if I am not serving Krishna, then no use of keeping life. I should burn in ashes, no use. Like Narottam Thakur has told. So if anyone not serving Krishna, no use of having life. So thinking this milk was going to burn, Yashoda left Krishna, told her, you should sit here. I am just coming, serving that milk. But Krishna caught hold of his mother's breast very strongly, and like monkeys he catch hold of Yashoda Maiya by hands and feet and wrapped her. Krishna was not willing to give up his breast. You know that when Putana came in Braja, he took Krishna in her lap, given poison through his breast. When Krishna began to suck his breath, he also took suck his life out. Then he began to cry, give up me, and he tried with the power of Kitna.
60,000 elephants.
He was as powerful as 16,000 of
elephants.
But he could not get rid of that. He could not save her life. And Krishna was playing and shocking her. And he shocked. And he felt that. But Yashoda, very simple gopi, he has no such power. Externally, and Krishna applied his whole Parabrahma power, all opulence. But Yashoda, oh, you should sit down.
Making it easily.
Krishna's whole power could not do anything. He was then became powerless. He could not exercise it. Because Vatsalya Rasa was so much
higher
and powerful that even Krishna power ever felt there. After that, Yashoda went to set that milk, and when she returned, he saw that everything has been upset, the pot was broken, and everything was out here and there. And he is not here. Where he is gone? Like monkeys, he saw that he was entered in a room and taking some butter and taking something and giving to it to distributing to monkeys and crows.
Crows.
Why he was doing? Dividing so that in Ram Lila, pastimes of Ram, he had never repaid them bhaktis, and they had given life for Krishna, Ram. So in this first time, in this birth, I will distribute makhan on all the others. So he was distributed. And for crores, they were in the line of dynasty of Kar Ghushundi, who was a very benefited
devotee of Ramchandra.
So he was this. Just so that one strive to catch hold to from
behind.
So having a stick, very like cat, hiding herself, she entered in the room and he tried to do like this. At once Krishna jumped up from that place and he began to run on the main street. Yashoda told, "Where you will go, I will see you. I will get a very good lesson to you. I have heard that you are stalling in all each gopis, makhan and bread and butter and everything. And now you have begun in my own house, so I will see you. I will give a lesson that in your whole life you will not do so. You will become bad boy. So I want that you should be very good boy. So I will give lesson." Brahma, Shankar and all other yogis, Mahayogis, they cannot follow Krishna in their hearts also. They cannot keep and they cannot see the lotus feet of Krishna in even samadhi. But gopi is running apparently, and he